Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Proverbs 31 Women podcast. I am so excited to be recording again. Your girl has been gone for a minute because I just graduated college this past Sunday from Cleveland State University, and I wanted to share a little bit of that journey with you and a founding scripture that has helped me throughout my whole college experience. And yeah, so let's get started. For those of you that don't know, I was a psychology major, and the beginning of this year, I transferred to Cleveland State from LCC, and that was a really different transition. I was used to being comfortable, familiar. I knew a lot of my friends went to LC, and then going to Cleveland State, I didn't really know anybody. Thank God one of my best friends showed me around campus, or I would be super lost. Shout out to you, Angel. I love you. So there was a lot of transitions in 2019, and I just can't get over the sovereignty of God through it all, and him reminding me of a scripture that one of my mentors gave to me freshman year of college, and it's Galatians 6:9. So that's what we're going to be turning today. I will give you a minute to go there. Galatians 6:9. Throughout this semester, I had it posted on a note card. So every time I wanted to give up or I just forgot the bigger picture, I would look where I posted it on a wall where I always studied, so I could just glance over at it to feel motivated and to remind me that ultimately it was out of my control, that God had his whole, his fingerprints over my whole journey. And it's just such a beautiful scripture, and I want to share it with you listening to this right now. All right, Galatians 6:9 is, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Now I want you to pay attention to that. If we do not give up, what is something in your life right now that you are struggling with? Something that is holding you back from reaping that harvest, that's making it more difficult for you to continue this journey? Did you think of it? I'll give you some time. I'm sorry I don't know if you're hearing snoring right now. That's my dog. So I'm going to move upstairs because I really don't want him to interrupt your thought process. Okay. Did you think of it? Okay. So, the thing that you're struggling with right now, is that preventing you from moving forward? Now, I believe that Galatians 6:9, that was a word for me in that season of college. And ultimately through life, it's a lifelong scripture reminding us that even in our times of, struggling and feeling like life is falling apart, we can't give up. We can't give up. God has his hand over you in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of the pain. And when you reap that harvest, it is going to be so plentiful and beautiful. But I just want to encourage you, dear one, that God loves you and sees you right here in this moment. And he's never, ever going to take his hand off of you. Maybe other people have abandoned you. Maybe the closest people to you have discouraged you, that have told you that your dream is stupid, that you're never going to get there. But let me tell you this. God is sovereign. God has his hand over you right now. And he is always going to be right by your side. And maybe right now, you just need to be still. You've been running around everywhere, trying to seek fulfillment in everything but him. So take this time to dive deeper in his word, to find that scripture that sets the path that you can always reference back to be reminded of the bigger picture. So before I end this episode, I want to pray for you. Whatever season you're in your life, I want to cover you in prayer. So Father God, I pray for this lovely individual that's listening to this episode. I pray that they would know that they're loved, that in this season of Christmas and celebrating the best gift ever, that they wouldn't lose heart. God, because you have overcome the world and you love them. And wherever their thought process is, whatever, you know, the relationships that they have, what state it might be in, you are ultimately in control. And I pray that they would surrender and turn their lives over to you and stop leaning on what they understand, but give you full access to be the Lord of their life. In Jesus' name. I love you. I hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode. DM me on Instagram. Send me a voice message. Follow me at p.31women. You know, little plug. You know, follow. All that. All right. Bye.